This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So welcome to our new section, and here we are back to face-to-face, Martin. You went to Accountex recently. What was your initial impression when you walked in to this big room face-to-face once more?
Well, thankfully, Rob, I don't do impressions. Our audience listeners will be delighted about that, but here's what happened. What struck me, first of all, is in the run-up. So anybody who knows Manchester geography will know this used to be a railway station. It became the GMEX, which was the major gig venue for concerts before the arena was built, and now it's a convention centre. And Sage had completely taken over the entranceway with lots of sort of big advertising marketing style gimmicks right away made you think, okay, I'm like walking into a Sage show here. The show was very, very well spaced out. So it was a huge floor. And normally that's the size of floor you'd see at the main Accountex at the Excel. It made the show look a little bit less populated than it really was because we'd normally have had that many people in a much smaller space, but they couldn't do that. So it had to be a much bigger space with the same amount of people. But nevertheless, it was busy, I'm pleased to say. And it was bustling. It was great to hear the noise levels again. These are the intangibles, Rob, that you find, that you forget about.
Yeah.
The little nuanced things about going to live events. There's a buzz. Most of the usual faces were there. Two notable absentees, no Digita and no Intuit. I believe that Intuit's strategy is to not return to live events until 2022. And I believe that Digita's reason for not being there is that the Accountex audience, they don't feel is there. Target audience, but those are both speculations on my behalf and not facts. Unfortunately, in my opinion, practitioners absolutely flocked towards the 8 different MTD sessions that were held.
That's Making Tax Digital.
Yes, over the two days. And the great irony is that somebody from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, IRS for international listeners, was asked about the possibility of an MTD referral. And they answered that there couldn't be an MTD referral, a deferral. It had been deferred too often already anyway. And she had no information that indicated that whatsoever. And within 24 hours, Rob, MTD had been deferred for another year.
I'm sure we'll feature that on a future news section, Martin, won't we?
Absolutely. So the concern is that while there was standing room only, I think those keynote theatres held 192 seats each, and there was standing room only, so let's say 200 people at each of those sessions. Meanwhile, at practice growth, practice development, client care style sessions, you had the row to yourself, and that was very concerning. Practice technology, practice management were well-attended sessions. Given what we've just learned through COVID as to how important it was to get close to the client, it is disappointing that those subjects were not given more time and attention by the attendees.
I understand, but have we proved that this can work again now? Will there be a rush back to live events?
I don't know if there'll be a rush, there'll be a return, because there was no shortage of attendees. I mean, usually about 4 o'clock on the second day, you start to see things get very quiet. And of course it did quieten, but not that far. So I think, yes, we'll see a return. I think Accountex in London next May will be a bumper show. And of course, before that, we have the Digital Accounting Forum. And indeed, we have the Accounting Web Live event to come before that. So I think by the end of the year, we'll be in a good place to be able to assess with a reasonable amount of evidence exactly what people's attitudes towards live are again. But the early signs are very encouraging.
Yeah. Well, there you are, folks. That's the news for this week. We'll see you on the same slot next week with more news on the accounting and fintech profession.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how did you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers Podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.